Hi everyone, let me know if you can hear me and see my screen share. You can just give a thumbs up or write in the chat box that you can hear me and see my screen. Okay, perfect. So we're gonna start in about 5 minutes. If you guys wanna use the chat box and introduce yourselves, let me know where you're coming into this webinar from today. And once we get started, I'll just go over some rules and reminders and then we'll get into the thick of it. So yeah, feel free to chat amongst yourselves in the chat box as we wait for some more people to come in. We've got a lot of people in the UK and Australia and other parts of the world, so they'll be catching the replay. So yeah, hope everyone's had a wonderful day today. I've been really looking forward to this webinar as I've been creating the content for it, and I'm very excited to share it with you all today. So feel free to use the chat box. Let me know where you're coming in from and anything else that you want us to know about you. All right, everyone. So we just have a small group here. We had about 50 people signed up. So who knows, maybe they're just going to catch the replay, but there's not too many of you here. So, you know, if we need to break some rules, we can break some rules. So yeah, just try to keep your microphone muted during the entire webinar. Write your questions down at the end and I will answer them. We'll have a Q&A section at the end. And try not to use the chat box during the webinar because it does cause some distraction as I'm going through the material. But if you want, you can use the little emojis and stuff like as we go through, all of the material that we have here. So with that being said, my name is Lindsay Nova. Welcome to the Aerial Retreat Renaissance webinar. And in this webinar, I am going to show you how to run an aerial or an aerial yoga retreat, even if you've never held a retreat before. You don't have to be a full-time aerial or yoga instructor to do this or even to make a profit. So why host an aerial retreat? Aerial yoga has exploded in the last 5 years, especially since I've been teaching it since 2017, and I've been traveling the world since this time, actually since 2016. Hotels, resorts, studios are all adding aerial yoga into their curriculums, into their offerings, and they're always looking for more teachers. So a lot of resort centers are, contacting engineers, getting systems put in place, getting beams built. I've seen it happen with my own eyes when I worked in Costa Rica in 2017. They were getting all of the structural engineering together for the studio. And it was really amazing to witness that because safety is always number one when we're looking for aerial venues. Retreats are coming back after the pandemic and people want to travel. So there is a post-pandemic surge in travel. And the demand is high. Aerial yoga really grew a lot during the pandemic. I know this for a fact because some of my most popular online courses were my aerial yoga courses. And at one point, I was even told that aerial hammocks were sold out in the United Kingdom. So people are also looking for a new way to get fit. You know, people gained weight, had unhealthy habits during the lockdowns. I know I definitely ate a little too much vegan chocolate while I was stuck in India for 18 months. So people are seeking new ways to get back into yoga or fitness, and an aerial retreat may be just that thing. The other thing is that you can earn unlimited income if you price it right. And I am going to explain to you how to price your retreats so that you can make five figures, so that you can make $5,000 to $10,000 off your retreats by valuing yourself and pricing it right. You can also create new experiences for people in exotic locations doing something that you love and create new connections with people. That's one of my favorite things about traveling. And it can be anywhere. Maybe there's a castle in France somewhere that you want to go to. I'm going on an Ashtanga retreat in Iceland. So it doesn't have to be some beachy, location, although I often run retreats in beachy locations. I'm from Florida, so I'm a beach girl at heart.
Lindsay?
Yes.
Lindsay, we're seeing your desktop. We're not seeing the slide.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank you for letting me know. Let me see if I can fix that. Let me go to screen share, new share. Okay, hold on. Let me just exit this share. Stop share. Okay, can you see it now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so, well, I said all of that and you saw my desktop. So, great. I don't know what was on my desktop, so we'll see what it looks like in the recording. Okay, so where was I? Growing the aerial yoga community. So this is a really amazing, really amazing thing. Like I said, aerial yoga has really exploded in the last couple of years. And I just want to ask, how many of you are aerial or aerial yoga teachers? Maybe we can just use the chat box here. And if you just want to share, if you are an aerial teacher or an aerial yoga teacher, or if you are not either one yet, and if you're interested in getting certified and unsure of how to get certified. Okay, so we got a couple people. Yeah, some people are both. Someone is just a yoga instructor. Yeah, a couple people have done my certification. So I'm going to, let me see if I can just stop my screen share for a second. So I'm going to send you guys a link on, see, I got to find the page here. Where did I pop it up at? Okay, so I'm going to send you guys a link in the chat box on how to become an aerial yoga teacher. If you're interested in running different types of aerial retreats, you know, I mostly specialize in aerial yoga. So I offer a lot of aerial yoga teacher trainings in different modalities. So you can read this article and you can see what options that I have available. And of course, there's tons of other aerial yoga teacher trainings as well. Now, if you are running, say like an aerial retreat, that's aerial silks or aerial hoop or aerial, you know, if you're doing more aerial sling, advanced aerial acrobatics on the hammock, you know, a lot of this will apply to you as well. So, and also at the end of this webinar, I'm going to give you guys freebies, a little freebie bonus if for staying towards the end of the webinar. So let me get back to my screen share here. Okay, here we go. All right. So really, you know, what I want to do, since I have been teaching aerial yoga retreats for the last 4 or 5 years, is I really want to start to create a movement to improve the aerial retreat experience. And I've just noticed that, you know, I've been on a lot of retreats. I've done 6 aerial teacher trainings in different countries and online. And I'd really like to rewrite the expectation of retreats and create luxury experiences. So, you know, I don't know how many of you have been on a retreat, any kind of retreat. It could be a wellness retreat, a fasting retreat, a yoga retreat, an aerial retreat. Maybe just share in the chat box if you've been on any kind of retreat before, or if you never have, that's also okay to share. This is a totally safe space. You know, but here's the thing that I've learned. If retreats are cheap and they don't include all of the amenities, then people often complain and things don't go right. And, you know, I have just found in my travels that, you know, especially like being in different countries, like India in particular, like I would often get, like people would kind of make fun of me for wanting to stay in like a luxury resort, but that was maybe like $40 a night. Whereas like people in India tend to brag that they're like, you know, staying at the cheapest place, which has no amenities at all. So for me, that mindset is not what I want, you know, in my community or for the aerial community at all. So, you know, I feel that we want to expand our abundance frequency by being surrounded by wealthy people for inspiration. So this means, again, pricing our retreats in a way that you actually may be surprised at the rate of the retreat. And, you know, you may feel timid in the beginning, offering retreats at that rate. So, you know, again, you have to find the right venue and everything that works for you. And again, I'll just share a story that I did share in one of my posts, that I went on a retreat, a handstand retreat in Bali, and the workshop facilitator, he didn't organize an excursion for the group. So he left it up to the people in the retreat to kind of figure out what they wanted to do. And I wanted to go to the famous temple where you take the picture and there's like a mirror filter on the bottom, so it looks really cool. And so that's where I wanted to go. And I got in the car with all these ladies and we were driving really far away. And I realized that we were not going to that temple. And, you know, I'm in a foreign country. I don't know what the names of things are. And so I was really upset. And, you know, I ended up getting to the temple, you know, where they had wanted to go. And I just hired a taxi and turned back around. And I just felt like really disconnected from the group for the rest of the time. So, you know, when I'm planning my retreats, I think it's really important that we plan, somebody needs to mute themselves. Elena, I think it's you. That we plan excursions for our guests. And a part of that could be asking where they want to go. So I'm going to talk about, you know, in the planning stages, you may want to survey your audience on, do you want to do a snorkel tour, or do you want to do like a volcano hike, or, you know, whatever. You know, there's always lots of options. So let's see what the next slide is here. Okay, so you have some things that you need to ask yourself when you are, you know, wanting to do an aerial or aerial yoga retreat. So you have to have a vision. You need to ask yourself, am I ready? And, you know, just, you can journal on this, you can write this down, or again, you can come back to it in the replay. I will send the replay out within 24 hours tomorrow. What does aerial yoga mean to me, and how has it changed my life? So I'll just share my experience with you. So in 2016, I was performing aerial hoop in San Francisco and I injured my shoulder. And I had a lot of change going on in my life, and I ended up with a large sum of money. And I decided that instead of replacing my car and moving somewhere more expensive in San Francisco, I took the money and I went to Nicaragua and started teaching at a resort that did not have aerial. It was a really hard decision for me to make because aerial has been a part of my identity since I've been 15 years old. So I gave myself time to rest, and I later ended up in Costa Rica where I was teaching, and two women came through with their aerial yoga retreats, and I was so inspired and taking their classes. And I felt so much relief in my shoulder that I was actually able to perform again. Actually, like very rapidly, I performed at the Envision Festival that year and the following year. So I took my aerial silks to Asia, where I was headed to next to teach at a resort in Sri Lanka. And I ended up creating my own aerial yoga curriculum where I was teaching one-on-ones. And then I got hired by a school in Goa to teach aerial. And what ended up happening while I was in India, I found a lot of unsafe practices going on. And some rigging equipment actually broke. So I think that, you know, the reason that I was meant to come to that school was because I needed to fix all the rigging equipment. And during this time, especially in India, there were no manufacturers for aerial yoga equipment. So I had to teach myself climbing knots, and I was ordering, I had the school order climbing rated rope and carabiners, and fixed all of the, they were the trapeze hammocks, the trapeze swings. So I fixed all of them. And then I left the school after 2 months, and I got very serendipitously, I ended up with a job and back in Costa Rica teaching aerial yoga, where I had the time and space to make my own teacher training. Because after that experience in India, you know, and also in Sri Lanka, where I had had a lot of positive experiences and seeing people stretch deeper, become stronger, be happy doing aerial yoga, and also the improvement in my own life and my own health and my body and my joints, my mood, I wanted to create my own aerial yoga teacher training. So I had already put into place doing Five Elements Aerial Yoga Retreat in Sri Lanka. And I've been promoting it for about 6 months. And when I got to Costa Rica, I made the aerial yoga teacher training, and I just decided to make the Sri Lanka retreat into a teacher training, and everything just kind of took off from there. And yeah, I'll talk a little bit more about that later. So You know, you also need to ask yourself about your mission. Do you have a personal mission statement for yourself, for Ariel, and also for running a retreat? Why are you doing it, and who are you doing it for, and how does it contribute to the greater good? And so then, of course, the goals of this webinar would be to how to successfully create, market, and deliver your own Ariel yoga retreat and to value yourself accordingly and make money doing it. Okay, so some challenges that I faced in the beginning. So I started in 2018 doing this. I had no mentor. I had no one to guide me. I didn't know how to pick a location for my clientele. I didn't know how to price correctly or even how to market a retreat. I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning that you don't have to. So like I said, the first location that I chose was Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is not known to a lot of Americans, and flights are really expensive to get there from the United States. So it was actually, again, very serendipitous that I ended up back in Costa Rica running my first aerial yoga teacher training at the studio I was teaching for before I went back to Sri Lanka. So, you know, I had been traveling the world for less than a year when I decided that I wanted to get into the retreat business and host this aerial yoga retreat in Sri Lanka. And I was promoting it and posting it and putting it on retreat center marketplaces, but I really wasn't getting a lot of interest in it. And so I created the Rising Wings Aerial Yoga curriculum in Costa Rica. And actually Elena, who is in this webinar, she took the pictures for the first manual. I sold 5 spots, which was enough for me to then take a trip to Mexico afterwards. And Elena still follows me to this day. She came on my 2 aerial yoga retreats that I ran in Costa Rica in 2021 and 2022. So like I said, I decided to turn my Sri Lanka retreat into a teacher training, and the retreat option was still there. So I was like marketing it as both things. And so while I was in Mexico, I sold 1 spot on my aerial yoga teacher training. And it was just 2.5 months before the event was supposed to take place. And I was getting ready to go into a Vipassana. So a Vipassana is a 10-day silent Buddhist retreat. And I did this like way out in the middle of nowhere with no, you give all your technology up, no books, nothing. You meditate for 10 hours a day. And I was like, oh my God, I just sold 1 spot for my retreat. What if I sell more? What if people try to contact me? You know, I put myself in this like impossible situation. And, you know, I wasn't even sure how I was going to source the aerial hammocks, you know, and so I went on the Vipassana and I just like surrendered to the universe. And when I got out 12 days later, 2 other people had signed up, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I really have to figure out how I'm going to source these aerial yoga hammocks once I get to Asia, because the way my travel pattern was at that time, I left the Vipassana Center, and I went to Mexico City for 1 night. I flew to San Francisco for 1 night, and then I flew to Bangkok. So this is how I traveled for years until the lockdown. And once I got to Bangkok, I started like taking aerial classes around the city because I had about a week there before I was going to teach on a 200-hour teacher training. And this was before I knew about like AliExpress and Lazada, and maybe even back in 2017, they might not have even sold these aerial yoga hammock kits that you can now buy. You know, you can buy them on Amazon, et cetera. I don't really recommend buying equipment from Amazon because I've had equipment break on me from Amazon. So I would recommend a more reputable manufacturer, which is in, I think it's in some of the bonus content that's available. So I was resourcing climbing stores where I could get climbing rope and climbing carabiners. And then I found an aerial yoga studio that sold me 5 aerial yoga hammocks. Okay. So, and then I ended up getting 2 girls who signed up for the retreat version. Now, the thing is that I also chose a really bad time to run a retreat and teacher training in Sri Lanka, because May in Sri Lanka, at least the end of May and June through August, is monsoon season. So when you're looking at running retreats, you need to ask, like, when is there a high season and when is there a low season? And usually low season means rainy season. So what happened was it rained a lot, and most of the venues that I tend to teach at are outdoors. I mean, of course, they're covered with roofs and everything, but you know, you get sticky with the hammock, it's hot, it's humid. And so what happened with these two girls who came on the retreat, they didn't have anything to do during the middle of the day and it was raining. And I didn't have any payment plans in place at that point. I didn't receive the final payment for them after I bought aerial hammocks for them and put them on the shuttle and paid and et cetera. And they ended up actually leaving without even telling me or anyone. And luckily, the resort that I was working at, they were really lenient. Like, I just paid for the one or two nights that they were there. And like, I have a really good relationship with this resort in Sri Lanka because I've taught there a lot on different teaching residencies and also bringing my own retreats. So that was a really hard lesson for me to learn as well. And also because I didn't really sell enough spots, you know, a lot of times when you're looking at a venue, you know, if you sell like 8 to 10 spots, they'll give you a free room. So I actually couldn't even afford to stay on site or have meals at the retreat. So I was like kind of isolated from my guests, which sometimes is kind of nice as a retreat leader. You know, I mean, you want to be able to hold space for people, but you also need to take care of yourself and rest. So yeah, I ended up staying at just a cheaper bungalow outside of the resort and just walking to class every morning and having my meals at different places. That this is why it's really important to know your target audience and where they want to go, especially if you're going to invest money and make a deposit on a venue. So in the beginning, I was really lucky that I actually found a lot of venues that didn't require deposits. So I could just start advertising and start filling up the retreat, collecting deposits and payments, and sending the information to the retreat centers. But what has happened to me now is that I've actually trained so many people around the world that a lot of my students teach at the retreat centers that I used to teach at. So I'm having to find new venues, which is a fun and interesting experience. So, you know, like I said, after this experience in Sri Lanka, I actually was then hired to go to India. So I went to Hyderabad, India, which is a city in the middle of India, where I had made a connection from my friend when I had taught in Goa, India. And I was invited to run my course at a studio. So within 3 months, I had already taught my course 3 times in 3 different countries, and I had continued to make a profit to keep traveling. So I knew that I was doing something right, you know, but I still wasn't always sure what I was doing. So I'll just give you an example of my mission statement. I have dedicated my life to being a creative yoga educator and multi-dimensional performance artist. As some of you know, I'm a fire dancer and, well, of course, aerial acrobat, although semi-retired, to inspire and empower yoga teachers, dancers, aerialists, entrepreneurs, and fitness professionals like you. Let's get strong, bendy, and spiritual together, and maybe go upside down a lot. So just have fun with it. So, you know, consider your long-term goals, think about how you can help others, and then make a unique offering to stand out. And like I said, even though I had challenges, my aerial training exploded and I taught it in 3 different countries within 3 months' time. And within 2 years, I'd already taught it on 4 continents, like 14 times or something like that. So here's what you need to do. Here is the number one thing that you need to do. You need to survey your audience. So if you're teaching already, you need to start asking at your in-person classes. If you're on Instagram, you can use an Instagram poll. You can say, are you interested in coming on an aerial yoga retreat with me? Yes or no. You can ask, where would you like to go on an aerial yoga retreat? And then you can list a couple options. You know, if you're from the United States, some popular options would be Mexico, Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, Guatemala. You know, flights are pretty cheap to areas like that. And then also, if you don't have an email newsletter, you need to start a newsletter. So services like MailChimp are super easy to use. Everything is, you know, very like customizable. You can just insert pictures and write, et cetera. I do recommend that you try to find like a free course on copywriting if you're not familiar with writing. Some of you also may know that I am a writer. I've been a professional writer for 7 years. I currently write for healthnews.com and I used to write for Yogapedia. So writing is actually my specialty. And I can always help you with that too. So when you are starting out, you know, once you have an idea of surveying your audience, you want to email any venues you find through a Google search or word of mouth. And then you want to be prepared to market it with your flyers, your website, and more. So, you know, like I said, I really think that the industry needs a rebirth. It needs a renaissance so that we can all make a good living delivering premium aerial retreats. And, you know, again, this is what I am showing you in this webinar. You know, I think a lot of things are broken, but that's not to say that there are not people out there running amazing retreats like, Tammy Firefly runs Cirque Trancation at Anamaya Resort in Montezuma, Costa Rica. She just had a huge event there this month and she's going to be running another one. This is more like on the aerial acrobatic spectrum. She's going to be running one in Bali in May at the Mansion, where I've also trained with her in 2019. It's a beautiful venue. And there's, yeah, you know, lots of great places. And so I also have a list in the bonuses section, of some global aerial yoga venues, some that I've used, some that, you know, I don't know anything about, but if you look on like bookyogaretreats.com, you'll find a lot of listings for aerial yoga retreats or aerial yoga teacher trainings or like aerial yoga surf retreats that actually don't include a lot. They maybe include like some accommodation. It may not be air conditioned. Usually maybe there's like breakfast included and then nothing else. And, you know, that can be really dependent on your location. But again, if you're really going for like a luxury retreat, I would recommend including all meals and massages or some kind of spa service. In the past, what I have done is I have left out lunch. You know, if I've been in a location, say like in Bali, where there's like restaurants within walking distance, or Costa Rica, you know, where there's like free time in the afternoon. And another thing, you know, I can talk about is like, how do you make a schedule for your retreat? So there's enough time for like your aerial classes and relaxation and stuff like that. And for people to explore, you know, the area, because people want to go on an adventure. They want to have fun. So, you know, what I've just found is that there's a lot of competition in the retreat industry and in the aerial retreat industry. And especially in Asia, people price things like super low. Like you can go on a retreat for like $600 or something like that. And it's just like, who's making any money off of that, you know? So I just think that that's really like undervaluing the industry. And so, you know, I'm here to fix that. And I'm here to help you do the same. And what I want to do is take you from where you are now to where you want to be. So don't be afraid to dream big. So yeah, you want to learn to value yourself and sell luxury experiences. And when we implement this aerial renaissance, it will mean a better experience for our guests, which is worth more. So we can all raise our prices and make more money. And there isn't really like a premium market yet. There are some people running premium retreats, but we can create one through this movement. So my question to you is, are you in? Okay. So finding your dream aerial venue. So first thing, you can just Google search where you want to go and type in the word aerial or aerial yoga. Then you always want to check TripAdvisor reviews, check people's experiences, make sure there's a lot of positivity there. And then, you know, does the facility have safe aerial rigging points? So, some questions that you want to ask are, what's the weight load limit? Do you provide the aerial equipment? And in the bonus section, I will list some aerial equipment retailers and how to travel with aerial equipment as well. So pricing. So let's get into pricing. So retreat center, room and board. Of course, you need to figure that out. You also need to ask if the dates that you want to run your retreat are available. I recommend for your first retreat, giving yourself 6 months to 1 year. So when I first started, I used to give myself 2 to 3 months and it was like not enough time. And that's why I would end up like I had like 3 people on some of my first retreats. Okay. So that doesn't have to be you in the beginning. So you need to consider the retreat center, room and board. So that's like the meals and the cost of the accommodation. You need to ask if there's air conditioning or not, you know, that sort of thing. If they have a minimum number of rooms that need to be booked and if they offer, a free room if you sell, 8 or 10 spots. Then, so you essentially need to make 2 lists. So this is your first list is retreat center, room and board, all the retreat center costs. You know, maybe you want to add a massage and an excursion on top of that. So figure out how much that costs per person. Then you need to add in your own costs. How much is your flight? How much is your travel insurance? Are you buying new aerial equipment? Are you checking luggage? Are you arriving early and staying at a hotel or on site early? And any other little expense? And then you basically want to add your rate on top of that to make it to the 5-figure mark. So 5 figures is $10,000. And you want to figure out how many people you need to fill it. Okay. So basically like a good rule of thumb is let's say, you should be making $100 per person per day. And that should get you to the $10,000 mark. Now, if this is your first experience, your first retreat experience, maybe you just want to aim for $5,000. You know, that's absolutely fine. You know, over time you can grow your business. You might be happy with just making that. But I want you to think about all of the time that you're going to be putting into this. So not only, finding the venue and knowing every little detail about the venue, but also then going into marketing it. Okay. So, have you, like I said, have you been on a retreat? So if you're feeling unsure, maybe go on an aerial yoga retreat yourself or take a solo trip somewhere to get outside your comfort zone. And then also ask yourself, what's your background? Are you Yoga Alliance certified? Have you taken aerial or aerial yoga teacher training? Do you know proper rigging? Do you teach already? And are you ready to hold space for others' transformation? Because really, in the end, we want to create a transformational experience. We want our students and our guests to, it's sort of like reading a book, right? So the book kind of goes up like this, and there's like a peak moment, and then it goes down and it concludes. And, you know, that's like the experience that we want to create for our students. So, you know, I grew up as an aerialist and a dancer. I found yoga at 16 years old and aerial when I was 15 years old. And I got Pilates and yoga certified by the time I was like 21, 22. So, So, you know, like I said, you know, I've kind of given you my background already with everything, but, you know, I've become a trusted brand in just basically 4 or 5 years. So, you know, and even though I did have challenges in the beginning, and I'm not saying that you won't either, I think that having like a guide or a mentor is really important, and actually someone who is in the aerial yoga business to help you sort through some of these things can be really helpful. Okay, so here's the aerial retreat roadmap. Find your why, create your mission statement, survey your audience, ask in person or online, book your venue and price it right. So the other thing with pricing is you want to figure out like what is the minimum number of people that you think that you can book and still make the highest amount of money. Right. So sometimes what I do is I just book like 6 to 8 rooms, and, you know, one of them maybe is for myself. And, you know, so I book like a minimum amount of rooms. And then you want to think if you want like doubles or triples or, you know, that sort of thing. So that can help people save on costs as well. And it helps you save on costs too. So, and then again, you want to market. So you want to get the word out. You know, if you have a studio that will let you promote, maybe you own a studio. You can do old school flyers. I've never done that because I've always been traveling. So I've always used social media and my website. So when it comes to social media and your website, you really just have to start putting yourself out there. And you've probably noticed if you follow me online, Lindsay Nova or Rising Wings Aerial Yoga, I just haven't stopped creating content to promote this webinar and to promote this course, for the last couple of weeks. It's just been go, 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 you know, just do it because why not? You know, this is my life's work. So, if you have any self-doubt or like imposter syndrome, like you don't think you're good enough, you just really have to kind of get over yourself and do some mindset work, which I will also, if you take the course, there'll be some resources for that as well. So here's like a little mind map here, you know, for, I like to provide different graphics for people, you know, everybody learns differently. So again, the way that it goes is your aerial retreat is in the middle. You want to survey your audience, you can ask in-person class, make an Instagram poll, find out where they want to go, and also what they want to do and what they want to study or train in, you know, because actually the way that I run my retreats is we do aerial yoga in the morning and yin yoga in the evening. Of course, my teacher trainings are a lot different. It's just aerial yoga like all day long, but that can be really, really intense. But you know, maybe you have other modalities that you offer that your students would be interested in as well. So do that. Then you need to find your why. So, you know, journal about that, create your mission statement. You want to create a unique name for your aerial retreat. So, you know, I call mine the Jungle Aerial Yoga Retreat. You want to find your dream venue or destination. Then you need to pay your deposit to reserve the dates, price it accordingly, market it any way possible, flyers, social media, and your website. And then you have the option to list it on a yoga retreat marketplace, such as bookyogaretreats.com. They have high SEO, which is search engine optimization, but they take out 14 to 30%. So that kind of cuts into how much money you make. So you would only be making 20% off of, so the way the book yoga retreats is if you can adjust it so that you'll show up higher in the search engine. If you go up to 30%, if you give them 30%. And so I always recommend, if you go on these websites, to list your retreat as, I'll give you an example, Jungle Aerial Yoga Retreat with Lindsay Nova. So they come to my website and, you know, ask me questions instead of going through the Book Yoga Retreat website. But sometimes these websites do follow up with you and they want to know, like, if somebody messages you through Book Yoga Retreats, you need to be honest. This is Satya, truthfulness. And then you need to pay them. So, you know, they're doing the SEO for you, you know, or you need to hire someone who's doing SEO, which again, you would need to put that into your price. And another thing that I do is when I list prices on my website, I usually add the 15 to 30% in. And then when people contact me directly, I give them a coupon code for 15 to 30% off because they're booking directly through me and not through the yoga retreat marketplace. So in the online course, I also have a list of all of these yoga retreat marketplaces. All right, so I am hosting the Bali Jungle Aerial Yoga Retreat and Teacher Training in December of 2023. As some of you know, I am currently in the Caribbean. I've spent 3 years of my life living in Asia, and I really love it there. I went to Bali 4 times in 2019, so it is an amazing country. And maybe perhaps you, before you run a retreat, you want to experience one for yourself. So I'll give you an example. So a sample luxury aerial yoga retreat inclusions. So this would be luxury, unique rice field and pool view air conditioned accommodation with Wi-Fi and a safe for your valuables for 7 days, 6 nights. And this would be like an example of what you would put on your landing page. 3 delicious meals per breakfast, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus dinner on check-in and breakfast at checkout. So be as detailed as possible. 1 aerial yoga and 1 yin yoga or other workshops. I always survey because I specialize in backbending and handstands and all kinds of other stuff too. Class with Lindsay Nova on the open air aerial yoga deck per day. Round trip airport transfer, only 40 minutes from the airport. And I list the airport name here, DPS, traditional Balinese dancers and musical show, a traditional Balinese purification ceremony and ritual at a sacred water temple, rice field walks, a waterfall tour, 1 Balinese massage, an on-site pool, endless fruits and drinking water. And then you want to also say, you know, the flight's not included. So unless you're working with like a travel company that, you know, does something like that, then you want to make sure, you know, okay, flight's not included. You're not including massages. Just, you know, you just have a space on your website that says what's not included and say spa services at your own expense, that sort of thing. Okay. So this is leading me into the 6-week Aerial Renaissance online course. Okay, so it's going to start on January 30th, and here's what's included. There are 6 recorded modules that outline a step-by-step guide to creating, filling, and executing your dream luxury aerial yoga retreat and making great money doing it stress-free. So it will run January 30th through March 10th. I will have 6 live weekly Q&A sessions with myself on Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern. If you cannot make it at that time, I will send out a weekly email with a questionnaire and you can submit your questions and I will answer them, or you can always email me. Each module will have downloadable guides and homework and also, like I mentioned, a guide to online retreat marketplace platforms. And then, yeah, there will be little guides, you know, little worksheets and everything you need to know about pricing, really going into in-depth detail, things probably that you don't even think of right now. And then also other things to look at when looking for a venue and also an aerial specific venue. Legality. We want liability forms and COVID-19 waivers. So basically we want liability forms to cover us as teachers, and we want media releases, and we also want to make sure no one damages the property. And of course, always recommend to your students to get their own personal travel insurance as well. I will say, as of right now, I spent the past month researching international insurance for international aerial yoga retreats, and it does not exist. So it might exist if somebody becomes a tour company and they find an underwriter to do that. But as of right now, I have never had insurance as an international teacher. I have had some crazy incidents in my retreats. I did have one girl, this was non-aerial related. It was raining and she slipped and she actually had to go to the hospital. And, I went with her. So this is a part of being, a retreat leader as well. I went with her to the hospital and I actually had to perform aerial silks that night. So, I had to get my cool together to go climb 20 feet in the air and perform aerial silks. And then I continued to bring her food from the, vegan resort that we were at. So she didn't have to eat the hospital food. So yeah. But again, you don't want to be held responsible for that and et cetera. But yeah, as of right now, there are no companies. I haven't even found a company that covers international yoga retreats. So in the beginning, you may be wanting to just look at doing something inside your own country, and you can use your own teaching insurance. I'm mostly familiar with the American market, but I will also have some listed for the UK and Australia as well. Okay, marketing. Marketing is something that I'm super passionate about. You've probably all seen my website, lindsaynova.com. If you haven't, definitely go check it out for some inspiration. And it can give you an idea on how to create a great website or landing pages for your aerial yoga retreat and how to use social media effectively. And then community, so lifetime access to the content. It's going to be on the Teachable platform. Plus, there's the Facebook group, the Aerial Retreat Renaissance. And then I will have a private members only group for those of you who sign up for this course. Okay, so the Aerial Renaissance difference. I'm giving you a 14-day money back guarantee so you feel safe in your purchase. There's optional add-on bonus. You can access me for coaching throughout the planning stages of your retreat or even during your retreat. And the VIP add-on, you can get the entire online course, access to me for private coaching, plus the Bali retreat in December. And then the bonus, if you register now, you'll get this for free. Otherwise, it's $99. You get a list of worldwide venues, an email inquiry template, social media picture template. I hope you like unicorns because I do. And there's lots of unicorns in them. Where to get equipment, how to travel with aerial equipment, and how to source aerial equipment if you just end up in a bind and you just can't seem to find any. And what makes this program special? Well, I am creating the only aerial retreat resource online. I don't know anyone else who's doing this. So if you do, let me know. Okay, how I want you to transform through this program. Become a confident aerial retreat leader who successfully launches and delivers five-figure retreats anywhere in the world. Keep your calm about traveling anywhere in the world, resting assured that you are covered with your forms, insurance, knowledge, and leadership skills. Although insurance, like I said, I haven't found any yet. And you will make more money changing the world, one person, one location, one aerial retreat at a time. So the six modules include finding your why, developing your mission statement, how to find an aerial retreat center, pricing sheet checklist, social media explained, a sample welcome email for your guests, sample welcome packets for your guests, website and landing page must-haves, how to create a great aerial retreat schedule, sample waivers that I will have looked over by a lawyer, getting testimonials, and then retreat follow-up and sample surveys that you can send afterwards, because you always want to keep in touch with the people that, you know, you're basically creating a community when you, you know, create an aerial yoga retreat. Okay, so some FAQs. What if I don't want to lead a retreat until next year? That's perfect. Like I said, I recommend that you give yourself 6 months to a year, you know, to plan really anything. Even if you're just planning on staying inside your own country, give yourself time. If you miss a live Q&A session, the recordings will be available within the course modules. If you know you're going to miss one in advance, you can reply to one of the emails I send out, or you can email me here. Can I access the course material upon signing up? The course opens on January 30th, and each week you will receive access to the next module. So I really encourage you to work on each module one step at a time and share your progress and homework from the guidebooks in the private Facebook group. This way you stay on track during the course and you don't skip around, because everything is laid out in a specific way for your success. And if you can't keep up, that's perfectly fine. You have lifetime access to the content, okay? So today I'm offering you this for $9.97 or two payments of $4.99. The price goes up to $29.99 on January 30th. And you just have to go to aerialrenaissance.com and click Get Started to sign up today. Okay, so I'm going to end my slideshow here. Let's see, how do I do this? Stop share, there we go. All right, now I'm gonna pull up a couple links and share them with you guys. So first of all, here's the Aerial Renaissance website. I'll just put it in the chat box. Okay, so, and all of these links I will put in the replay tomorrow for those of you who are not here. If you need any inspiration for a website, here's my website that is not aerialrenaissance.com. It's just lindsaynova.com. So, you know, probably in the beginning, you just want to have one website. Do everything from that. Here's the Facebook group, Aerial Yoga Global Sisterhood. So probably a bunch of you are in there already, but just in case you're not, I post a lot of like content and tutorials in here. So it's really fun. And then here's the Aerial Retreat Renaissance Facebook group. So this is like the public group for those who have taken the webinar. And then if you're going to sign up for the course, then I will create a private group for us there. Okay. So to go directly to the course on Teachable, if you're ready to purchase, I will put the link in here, as you can go to aerialrenaissance.com, but since it's through Teachable, it is right here. So you can look at that and you can look at all the different payment plans that are available, and you can consider what is best for you. So with that being said, I'm going to open it up for a Q&A. You're welcome to unmute yourself or use the chat box. You can turn your screen on. Totally up to you how you want to do this. If you want to, I think there's like a raise your hand option on Zoom. You're welcome to do that as well. So if anyone has any questions, I am here and available to answer them for you. Okay, no questions. I'm going to check the chat box. Okay, Elena says payments to you from the retreat, cash or direct deposit. What do you mean, Elena? Can you unmute yourself? Are you still? Yeah, there you are. Okay, well, if she's not answering, if someone else has a question, I think Shannon, you turned your screen on if you have a question.
Hi. I was looking for the hands up button, but anyway, here we are. I see Elena asks how you get paid. I just saw, how do you get paid? Cash, direct deposit?
Oh, like by my students?
And then I have another question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So ideally what you want to do is you want to set up your website. So my website is on WordPress. And again, if you sign up for the course, I'm going to send you a long list of links of, you know, everything from social media to websites to, you know, so I use WooCommerce. Some people use Shopify. It's basically a plugin that you add on to your website. And then it allows me to create products. So let me just see if I can share the screen with you guys again. Okay, can you see this? So like, for instance, this is my website. This is a product page on my website. So this is for the Bali retreat. So say you just like want to sign up for the Bali retreat, like I'll even just put this link in the chat box. Wrong button. okay, so this is officially how you should do it. So I have my WooCommerce plugin through my WordPress website linked to my PayPal. So I have a PayPal business account. Okay, you can also get Stripe and link it through, but I've had issues with that, so I don't use Stripe. But there's really multiple ways you can do this. So, you know, you can have a PayPal account or a Venmo account or a Cash App account and whatever, or a Stripe account. And you can have people, well, I'll get to Stripe in a moment, but you can have people send you money directly. But, you know, and I only know taxes in the United States, so I don't know if anyone is from anywhere else, but they are looking at taxing, you know, payments that come in. And I do my taxes on my retreats. You know, especially the ones that come in as business transactions, but I do ask a lot of people to send me payments as a friend transaction. Oftentimes it doesn't work from people who live overseas. So from someone wants to come on my retreat from Europe or Asia, they are still going to get a fee, and I am going to get a fee taken out as well, just because it's some kind of international transaction through PayPal, and then they don't have Venmo or Cash App or whatever on those other countries. You can also use TransferWise. So I use this a lot in India. This is where you just give your bank information to someone, and they basically, it's like a wire transfer, but it usually goes like within minutes or hours or 24 hours or something like that. Stripe, you can send invoices. So people who want to pay by credit card, you want to create a Stripe account, and then you can send somebody an invoice. So within the program, I will share what you can do to set up automated payment plans. It's going to cost you. So it's not something that I have done. But what you want to do is really, you want to put a contract in place with whoever you are, who signs up for your retreat, and, you know, put a payment plan in place. So what I do a lot of times is I send out emails and I say, okay, you need to make your payment by the 15th of this month. If you need an invoice, let me know. So also what I will be including for you in the course are sample invoices, sample receipts, sample cancellation policies, sample contracts, pretty much everything that you need. Does that answer your question, Shannon?
Oh, I think that was Elena's question. I had a different question.
Okay.
So I recall you said you would probably recommend about $100 per day per person at your minimum. Mm-hmm. And then I was just trying to reverse engineer the math, like how many people that would be, how long the retreat would be. I think to get to 10,000, you need 10 people for 10 days, I think, at $100 a day. So it seemed a little unwieldy.
Yeah.
My math is off.
Yeah. I mean, I I can't do math off the top of my head myself, but usually I run 5 to 7 day retreats. So you also want to consider, like, you know, if $100 per day is not enough, and in the end, you're only getting paid, like, you can also break it down hourly, like how much time are you spending on marketing and planning and email responding and everything. Like if it's only like $30 an hour, like maybe that's not enough for you. So maybe you want to add $200 per day. Does that make sense?
Yes. And then they will pay for accommodations, excursions, et cetera, on top of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically what you're doing is you, like I said, you have two things. So you have the room and board and everything that's included from the retreat. Then you have your own expenses. So you need to then you would divide your own expenses by the amount of people you think you can get to come on your retreat. And then, then you add that up into one list, right? To the first list. So you come up with like the price per person, and then you add on what you want to make on top of that.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyone else? Check the chat box here. Okay, Helen left. That's fine. I think she's in the UK maybe, or Australia. I can't remember. Okay, you're welcome, Elena. I'm glad that was helpful for you. All right, well, if there's no more questions, you guys, we will wrap it up here. So I will send the replay out tomorrow. If you have any questions like afterwards, feel free to just reply to the email and I will be more than happy to answer them for you. So I hope everyone has a wonderful evening or day wherever you are in the world. And again, thank you so much for your attention and coming to this webinar, and hope to see you flying high in an aerial yoga retreat somewhere soon, anywhere in the world. All right. Good night, everyone. Bye. You're welcome, everyone. Thank you.